Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 a.m. Good morning here on a Saturday Majors weekend as we are live in Youngstown, New York at beautiful Niagara Frontier Country Club here on Tee to Green, two-hour edition this week with the PGA Championship. As we welcome you in here on WGR, your local spot for golf talk here in Western New York. I'm Brian Colesio, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and we'll have some guests here along the way, as we are happy to be here. Kevin, good morning here at Niagara Frontier.
Good morning. You said Youngstown. I almost waiting for you to say Ohio.
That's right.
Right? But no, we're in Youngstown, New York.
New York.
And one of the, I like to call, it's not a hidden gem because we know where it is, but I think it's one of the more underrated tracks in Western New York. Anybody I've ever talked to, Jeff, when they've played Niagara Frontier Country Club here, they're just like, wow, what a cool place, what a fun track to play.
Yeah, you get a feel for it when you just start driving up into Niagara County here. We had a beautiful ride up here this morning. We're right near the lake. They've got a beautiful old course here, trees, really nice facilities too. I was impressed with the facilities around the clubhouse and stuff. I haven't been here in a while. I'm glad to be back up, and Dan Antonucci's a good friend and a great golf pro. It's a really nice facility.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think I played here 2 years ago and really enjoyed the round, some kind of unique holes, and yeah, we're looking forward to talking about it here over the course of the next 2 hours. Dan Antonucci, the head golf professional, PGA Pro here, will join us coming up in our second hour, just about a little after 8 o'clock. Also, we'll speak with membership director Jake Tino, a part of our guests here today. That also will include a senior PGA Championship preview. That's next week in Rochester. That is at 7:30, and then Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs joining us at 8:30. He'll talk a little bit more about height and get it on the next Majors Challenge, and also give us he promised a pick today.
He did.
It's Preakness
Day. We got to give you
so
money.
So get your money ready.
Yes.
And a great giveaway
and
today.
And we have a major giveaway.
That's right.
The Majors, courtesy of our friends at Michelob Ultra. We are giving away a loophole rangefinder, Pin Caddy 2 rangefinder.
Always nice to have.
Yeah.
It's
got the Mick Ultra logo on it for you, Jeff. You know, I brought it here. You know, so we're going to pull that winner from our Tee to Green Club. You have to sign up online, teetogreen.golf. But there it is right there. We're giving that away.
I think the lasers are so much better than the the phone apps, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
they're
so much more accurate.
Yeah. The phone app, I mean, well, first of all, you've got to deal with what's your reception like, you know, on the golf course there. And, yeah, I think these are more accurate. I think walking from a sprinkler head is more accurate sometimes than the phone apps.
I've noticed that some of those phone apps, you take one step and it moves 4 yards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't consider it accurate as a professional, I like the accuracy of the laser. Yeah, you really know how far you're hitting it.
Yeah. So. You know what? So if you play a course enough times, you kind of got a feel for where you are anyways, right?
Yeah.
You know?
But still, you know, I like to know, I mean, in your own mind, I really like to know if it's 144. You
sure.
know, that makes me feel better when I'm hitting the shot. And then there's a, you know, you feel like you got that swing in your body and you can make it, then you're all set. You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier, you were mentioning about Brooks Koepka last week. You were following him around. And
yes.
He had some interesting comments about, hey, not having played the golf course very much.
Well, you know, so, we're going to talk a lot of Koepka today, obviously, because he's leading the PGA Championship by a fair margin, yeah. Seven shots.
Hence my man crush.
Right, yes, which is you know what? He is worthy of a man crush. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, you're allowed to have that.
Yeah, you're allowed to have a Brooks Koepka. I mean, he's a well-put-together individual.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I think one of my calls on the broadcast last week was, you know, Brooks Koepka wearing dark slacks, and this is kind of a pinkish shirt. Looks good on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he and I have the same biceps, but that's
right,
where it ends.
Right,
but
yeah.
Anyhow.
You have two, that's why. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So after the first round, you know, he spent Monday in New York doing some media stuff ahead of the PGA Championship, which mm-hmm. is a bet that he's a defending champion and on his way to being the back-to-back champion here, which will be incredible, which we'll talk about. But anyway, he got nine holes in on Tuesday, and he was scheduled to play nine holes on Wednesday. But they had all the storms going on in there. And so he didn't get a ton of work in on the golf course. And he had a first round 65. All right. Shot 6 under. And I just asked him after the round, I said, you know, what was it like getting, you know, I know you didn't have a lot of time to prepare the golf course. He's like, yeah, that's okay. You know, I've got a yardage book and everything's out in front of you. So I see the hole, I hit the shot that I need to hit, and I'll look at my book. And I'm basically saying, yeah, it's okay. It's golf,
yep.
Right? You know, now there are, you know, they do need to see the golf course and figure out how to play some things on the golf course. But I just love how he simplified it, Jeff.
You know, it's funny how many times you go to a golf course the first time and you play great. Just because, hey, where do you hit this tee shot? And someone points at something and you just hit it at that. And you're not thinking about where the trouble is or where your misses might be. And you're just thinking about your target. So sometimes it's almost an advantage. You know, around the greens, I think they like to spend a little bit more time because, you know, reading the greens, making the putts is where they're going to make the money. They all have those yardage books now that have all the breaking and the slopes and everything there. So you don't see guys misreading putts too much anymore. I mean, it's very, very rare that they think a putt goes left and it goes right.
Right.
So, yeah, I think he just to get up and hit it, and that's part of his personality. He just seems to be, I just want to get on with it and get after it. We were talking earlier, the polar opposite of a Bryson DeChambeau. Not that they both don't work well, but the opposite end of the spectrum. He'll microanalyze every detail of everything, and Brooks just gets up and hits it.
Brian, did you see Koepka's stock yardages? So
in the book, I saw that.
The book, right? So his caddy, Danny, showed what he has in the book. All right. Did you see it?
I did not see that
okay.
part, no.
There's a little quiz for Brian Koziol early this morning on Brooks Koepka. Let's go with 7-iron, right? Okay. What's your stock? If Brian Koziol took not max swing, but just, you know, normal full swing with a 7-iron, you hit it plenty far, right? So that's why I'm asking.
I'd say 170 for me.
170. What's max if you, like, went after it?
175.
175. Yeah. Okay. You're not even Brooks Koepka's 3/4 7-iron. Yeah. His 3/4 is 186. His full swing 7-iron is 194. And if he wants to, you know, put those giant biceps into it, 200.
Jeez,
with a 7-iron. That's incredible. That's incredible. The 3-iron.
Why does he need a 3-iron?
Well, he carries a 3-iron, and his full swing is 250 with a 3-iron.
And that's carry, too.
That's carry distance.
That is
correct.
These are carry
distances. All carry distances.
Yes.
This is not getting a roll with it. This is carry distance, which, by the way, everybody out there listening, when you go to get fit, this is why you should get fit, frankly,
mm-hmm.
With your clubs. You need to know your carry distances.
Yes.
Because how many times, you know, are you playing golf? Brian, you're playing with a buddy, whatever, and like, oh, that whole location's 150. I'm going to hit my 8-iron. Do you really carry your 8-iron at 150, or is that a max? You know,
right.
Is that a little roll on there, you know?
And that's why we talk about launch angles with drivers, because you're trying to get the optimum carry and roll with your driver. But it's more important that you get the good carry with your driver. So you carry bunkers, you carry trouble, et cetera, et cetera. If you hit a 250, but you're rolling at 50, that's a difficult way to play golf.
Yeah, and by the way, golf in Western New York right now with our conditions, we're like a bad banquet. No roll.
That's
all right. So.
Did you cue that joke up? Come on.
That's a come on. I've had that one for years.
He's used
Jeff.
That one. I've
come
heard
on.
That one before.
It works every time, too.
Well, you got a chuckle out of me on that.
I've heard it. I've heard it before from Kevin, but I will give him credit. It's pretty good. So
thank you.
It works.
Right.
That's right. Thank you, Kevin. We're live here at Niagara Frontier Country Club in Youngstown. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. As we said, lots of guests coming up here throughout the day from Niagara Frontier. We're with you for 2 hours for PGA Championship Week. Yes, we'll be talking about Brooks Koepka. Next week, the Senior PGA is in Rochester. We'll preview that coming up at 7:30 with Steve Barkowski, the Executive Director of the West New York PGA. He'll be working hard this week. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs at 8:30 on our Majors Challenge. And a pick on the Preakness today if you're going to put a little action on the ponies. I think we're
0 for 25.
We're 0 for our last. We need to be a little smarter maybe about what we do with our.
You're the one making the picks. What's this we start?
Well, I'm trying to. Yeah. You guys give me the sense of like go big or go home sort of thing. So I'm trying to trying to give us a big payday here. You don't want me to come back with, you know, a gain of $12. You're looking for a, you know.
Well, at this point, I want to stay. At this point,
things have changed.
Sometimes you need a win
strategy.
Sometimes you just need a win in life, right? Yeah. A little small victory here.
Yeah.
I'll just say this about. You know, the Preakness. And matter of fact, I met a guy that's like, you like playing the ponies, right? I was like, well, we talk about it every now and then on the golf show because, it's fun. And
many golfers, I'm sure, that are listening right now are going to do something today.
But
we
do it in a harmless manner.
That's right.
I feel like, but anyhow, Michelob Ultra's giving something away. We say drink responsibly. If you're going to wager on horses,
that's right.
Do it responsibly, okay? So that's what. But anyway, I like the wars today. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know what Ryan's going to say, but I'm going to war today.
All right.
There's a couple horses with the name War, right?
There
war
is.
War of Will, Bourbon War. They're right next to each other. I like those two.
I was saying,
very scientific.
That's my exacta box right there.
I think, and you can give it to me, Kevin, here. If you're the track announcer here, and War of Will is making the turn coming down the stretch, that's a good name to use when you're calling it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
War of Will, down the stretch. Yeah. That's a good name, I feel like, too.
It's a tough name. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
War of Will won the battle.
That's
today,
right.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know what? There's no real star power in the race today.
No. The horse, of course, Country House that won at the Kentucky Derby, not going because of a cough, which I've been told apparently is much more impactful to a horse than it is to maybe you and I.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Yeah, the stress they're putting the horse through, just period in the race, and they have two of them so close together. That is different. Now, if Brooks Koepka has a cough today, I think he'll be fine.
He might make it. He might make it to the course.
I mean, he's the lead horse right now at the PGA Championship. And the guys were 5 under, like Spieth. What a story! But he's not the story.
Yep.
Right? I mean, Jordan Spieth. Him to be there, right there in the final group today.
If you would have said he's second, he's in the final group. I feel like yes, we would have been talking about him. But it's not. It's Koepka by 7. Koepka has shattered some records, which I'll get to a little bit later in the show. And of course, we would have been talking about Tiger this weekend, but he's not even going to be playing. He misses by one shot, disappointing many fans, and I'm sure the television networks as well, as he had some looks on the back nine but couldn't make any. But really, the start of the back nine is what really hurt him. He went bogey, 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 10, 11, 12. That really hurt him there with his opportunity. But you could maybe go back to hole one of the tournament for him. He starts on the 10th hole, and his first drive is a mess, and he ends up doubling hole number one. What does that do to you mentally, Jeff? I mean, even for one of the strongest mental athletes of all time in Tiger Woods, you come out there, you're ready to go, you haven't played since the Masters, people are so excited to see you play, first tee shot's bad, hack, over the green, double bogey. By the way, Koepka in your group birdies, you're down 3 to him already after one hole.
You know, I've had a few double-double starts. We call it the Tim Horton myself. But, you know, I don't think it's not terrible. You know, a double, it's bad, but sometimes it snaps you into focus because sometimes you're on that first tee and maybe you're trying too hard or your mind's in the wrong spot or you're tense or something like that. That kind of refocuses you, I think, at that point. And I think he played pretty well after that. It's disheartening. It's disconcerting. You've done a lot of prep. You're excited. You're ready to go. And boom, something bad happens. But that you also think at that point, hey, at least I made my double early. So now I got 35 holes to get back to where I need to at least make the cut to get to the weekend. So a player like Tiger, I'm sure he's had, yeah, I don't think that would bother him. More anger him than it would anything else and maybe motivate him. It really shouldn't throw you off your game, though. And having Brooks in your group, that might be a little more throwing you off your game because he just keeps going and going and going. And you're struggling a little bit, and he's shooting 63 on you. So it's that would be a little more tough than maybe trying to catch that guy or thinking you had to catch that guy than making a double on the first hole, because you got a long way to go at that point. I mean, he won the Masters shooting 40 on the front nine when he was a kid. So, you know, all those things, you always think you could turn it around.
Well, you know, so I'm going to say something that, you know, oh, easy to say in hindsight. Mm-hmm. Like, was this shocking? Because it wasn't to me, and I'll tell you why. Hadn't played really since the Masters, right, competitively. Didn't prep, you know, go through a prep routine because it was kind of like, wow, I did it, right? I mean, there was a huge exhale for
a victory
Tiger.
Lap.
Yes, yeah. And deservedly so. Take two, Tiger. Mm-hmm. You're Tiger Woods. Take the victory lap. You deserve it for everything you put into coming back with that. But when he won the Masters, how accurate was he off the tee? Like, let's stick, you know, hole 11 came to mind to me where, wow, he had the.
Got stuck and blasted it right.
Yeah, blasted it right, but he had a little bowling alley.
You 2 days in a row there.
Can't do that at Bethpage Black. No, yeah. There is no room
for error. He got away with a lot of inaccuracy at Augusta.
Because you can at Augusta.
You can.
But you can at
Bethpage. He got lucky with some spots with the tree line, as you mentioned. Like, he had alleys, and there's no rough like there is at Bethpage
Black.
Well, for example,
yesterday, number two, right? He's, in the rough. Well, first hole, right? I mean, he's in that fescue stuff. And nice of the New York fans to really move out of his way for him. I was waiting for him to hosel rocket one off of someone's skull. Right? They wouldn't move. I'm like, people, that is a tough lie, right? I mean, he hit an unbelievable shot into the bunker from that wispy stuff. I mean, it was incredible. But the next hole, he's in that rough, and he just chipped out. And I thought Peter Costas was point on. He says, you know what, maybe his back's a little tight here, and he doesn't want to go after it. And I'm thinking, if I'm Tiger Woods, I'm not going after that. I'm playing with a guy who is I'm not going to catch this guy. Tiger's no dummy. Tiger wanted to make the cut. Don't misconstrue this. But I think he looked at it, he's like, well, why am I going to go after this and potentially hurt myself
or that,
when I can't catch this guy?
Or that third shot might be even more difficult then, because if it comes out of there funny, you could still be in the rough, or you could be in a spot around the green where you just can't get up and down. So, you know, those things are factored in. And I'm sure he's confident in his iron play from the fairway, but
he also said too on Wednesday he was sick. He didn't play Wednesday,
right.
That you were talking about his tune up, his prep. I mean, everybody, whatever anybody's day before a major routine is, I mean, it doesn't include being sick and not playing.
So he doesn't have an infirmary on that boat.
So he, he's probably got everything on that boat.
He's got Doc from Love Boat on there, right? You know.
That's right. 7:16 here on Tee to Green on WGR. Thanks for being with us. We're at Niagara Frontier Country Club here in Youngstown. Thanks for being with us. We'll have guests coming up. Dan Antonucci, the head PGA professional here, coming up at 8 o'clock. Jake Tino, the membership director, at 7:45. Steve Bartkowski coming up 7:30. He'll be joining us as he'll be previewing next week's Senior PGA Championship. So Koepka is doing some historical things, as we mentioned. I'll get some stats coming up in our second hour on
Nobody
that.
Nobody likes stats, Brian. No, I'm kidding.
I've got some good stuff.
I
got some really, really good stats. However, he's up by 7. So, yes, and some of this leads is going to be some of the stats that I bring up. But is him winning in historical fashion going to draw people in? Is Brooks Koepka somebody that you think now people have seen enough that this will be, hey, this is fascinating. Is he going to win by 12? Is he going to win by, double digits? Like, now, there's no guarantee that one of these guys can't run it down. But it also could go in that direction. I wonder if people will get drawn into that. Because when Tiger won by 12, people loved it. Now, nobody's Tiger, but will someone just totally dominating be interesting enough to people to get them kind of locked in on Brooks Koepka?
Yes, I think so. I think enough announcers in golf, important ones, are talking about Brooks Koepka as a star now. And if he wins,
well, four majors?
It'll be four majors, four of the last eight.
Yeah.
50% of the time in the last 2 years, he wins a major.
And he's been competing in the others, yes.
So, yeah. I mean, he finished second at the Masters. I mean, yeah, people know who Brooks Koepka is now, and they're starting to stand up and recognize it. Because I think there was some degree like, all right, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. We don't see him win week in and week out in the PGA Tour. Like Jordan Spieth, you know, wins PGA Tour events. And I've stated this before. Dustin Johnson has 20 wins on the PGA Tour. You know, including his U.S. Open. Brooks Koepka doesn't have that. He has two PGA. He's got five victories, three majors, and two PGA Tour events. The Phoenix Open, which, by the way, on the first tee, the first day, they called him Brooks Cupcake. You know, the guy didn't know how to pronounce his name, and he ended up winning the event that year, 2015. And then he won the CJ Cup over in South Korea this past fall. Those, he's got five wins. So he's about to, if he stays on, keeps it on the rails here, win his fourth major out of the last eight. It's an incredibly dominant two-year period. It's Tiger-like.
It is.
But his regular PGA Tour events isn't Tiger-like. It's, you know, Tiger's got 81, you know, wins here. So he's got to, I think, for people to start seeing week in and week out, like last week at the Byron Nelson. He would have won that event had he played the par fives better, especially in the weekend. He was two under. There's three par fives in the course, two under on the par fives. He lost by three. I mean, you'd think Brooks Koepka with his distance, and they were reachable par fives, he'd reach them all and be, you know, just birdie them, but he didn't.
But, you know, the way they space out the majors now, I don't know that that'll matter, because if he just keeps winning, and there's
Correct.
A major every month.
Yeah.
You know, if you're winning
so
one every other
news.
Month, yeah, so he's in the news all the time. And you were saying what we were talking about on the way here about, you know, he...
Yeah, his mentality that, I mean, some of the quotes that he's saying about the majors, how he actually said... Which is amazing to say, but he said, "I think majors are easier to win."
Yes.
Because he kind of took a shot at the rest of his fellow golfers. He's like, half these guys will shoot themselves out of it on day one. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's essentially saying, like, yeah, a lot of these guys, because there's pressure and extra hype, and they'll go away. And he's just like, I'm just gonna keep doing what I do. And he has admitted in the past that maybe he doesn't do enough focus, prep, whatever it is, for the regular tour stop events.
Correct.
But for the majors, he seems to be going in there almost the opposite of what others do. Others, high intensity, you know, extra hype, extra work, extra prep, extra homework, all this stuff. He's just like, yeah, all those guys, they're gonna go away, most of them. And he seems to be able to handle this very, very much so. And let's face it, Kevin, he's still fueled by the fact that even still, he's still not the major storyline coming into these weeks. It was still about Tiger. Of course, anytime Tiger has a chance to win, he's going to always be the first story. But beyond that, it still hasn't gotten to the point where Brooks Koepka is still about the talk about the golf world when we talk about golfers. And he's fueled by that. He definitely is.
See, we say that, but I feel like all we do is talk about Brooks Koepka because all he does
he
is
should listen to our
majors.
Show more.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe. Yeah,
we are.
I like to talk about
well,
him. Yeah.
here's the difference. So, The PGA Championships at New York, Bethpage Black, a lot of history at that golf course. It's, you know, a great place. It's the biggest market in the country, New York City. Of course, Tiger Woods is going to be the talk. He just won the Masters, okay? And not only that, his return. It's New York. Phil Mickelson, they love him there, too. They're going to talk about Phil. And there was a lot of talk about Phil. Like, I wouldn't pick Phil to win there. No way. Again. The two wayward with his tee shots and hasn't been great as of late. But here's the other thing with those two players. They hit spectacular, memorable shots that are highlights all the time. Like Tiger, I think of the best shot I've seen in person was that bunker shot in Mexico. Just incredible, right?
I thought you were going to say bunker shot at the Canadian Open because that's another memorable shot.
Okay.
Remember on 18.
But when Brooks wins, he doesn't have those shots. Why? Fairways and greens. I mean, the guy's a machine. He's a machine.
Mickelson has the shot out of the pine needles at the Masters.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
But Brooks doesn't have those.
He
to his credit, yes.
Yes.
To his credit. So when you watch Golf Channel when they do the post round stuff or live from the PGA Championship and they show Brooks round. What is it? fairway green, fairway green, fairway green. Is he draining 80-footers? No, because he's hitting so tight. He's so good right now that he doesn't hit those spectacular shots. So it's not a highlight you see on Twitter all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it makes me think often, too. You know, I'm 25. I remember when Corey Pavin was a name that was, you know, being mentioned to win majors.
But he had the iconic shot at Shinnecock.
Right, but he would hit it. Yep. I mean, what I'm saying is golf has changed so, so much where it is a power game now. Going into this week, if you don't blast it, you got no chance. I mean, you got to hit it long and straight. It's super long, super wet. The game has changed, and he is the model of the well, Tiger is too, obviously, and he created that model. But I think he's Tiger 2.0 right now. I mean, his build, his game, everything else.
Well, he's Rory McIlroy, but a better putter.
Yeah.
Rory were a better putter.
I think he's a better driver. Well, I don't know if he's a better driver than Rory.
Rory is regarded as the best driver of the golf
ball. He's pretty pure.
But this course setup is perfect. You have to be long and straight, and he is. And the conditions are soft that he can attack pins. And right now he's locked in. I mean, it's the perfect 1-2 punch for him. And he's some of these putts. I mean, he hasn't made any even 80 footers this week.
That's right. Yeah.
He's hitting it close enough now that. The 10 to 20 foot range, he's making them all. I mean, he's locked in all phases.
My only concern would be, hey, you got a 7-shot lead, so maybe your mindset changes. You know, you kind of go into comfort mode or protect mode a little bit. But I don't see that with him because he just goes out and blasts.
Yeah, not this guy. I don't see that. I mean, the mentality of. Like I think he's going in today. Like I'm going out to shoot 65. Yeah. I think it's goal 65. Going to the tournament is goal 65 every day.
And he probably just wants to crush everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, as a competitor, you want to.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. We're going to take our first time out here from Niagara Frontier Country Club. Thanks for being with us here as we are in Youngstown. Looking forward to 2 hours today of Tee to Green. When we come back, the Senior PGA Championship is in Rochester next week at Oak Hill. The executive director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski, will join us as he'll give you a preview. And if you're heading out next week, everything that you need to know. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Meadus and Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Back from Niagara Frontier Country Club right after this on Tee to Green.
Today was a battle. I did not hit it very well today. I was fighting a bit of a block. You know, I'm still putting really well, and I hit my lines and feel very comfortable over these putts, which is big.
That's Brooks Koepka breaking down his game. Yeah, I guess.
I didn't drive it well.
He didn't drive it well. He's only up by 7.
Fighting a block.
Well, I mean, listen, he was only up 3 at one point. Then he turned it on again at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd like to fight a block like he fights a block. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Probably. He could shed a few blocks, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah, he'd be a nice tight end somewhere, wouldn't he, for NFL program? Or
you know, I agree.
Yeah, he's got the build.
Yeah, Koepka up by 7 on his nearest competitor. He'll be with Jordan Spieth in the final pairing today. We'll break down more of the leaderboard and see, you know, kind of talk about some of the names that maybe will try to make a run at catching Brooks Koepka. But, boy, he has put on a show in the first 2 rounds at the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. It's a big 2 weeks for the PGA of America, not only, of course, their biggest tournament of the year this week, but next week they'll be very close, just an hour east of where we are right now. They'll be in Rochester at Oak Hill. It's the Senior PGA Championship, and to help us preview, we bring on the Western New York PGA Executive Director, Stephen Barkowski. Of course, a longtime guy that has joined us here on the show for all these kind of events and previews. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for coming on.
I have an important question for you, Steve. With that set up, I know you can't wait for this question. Will that mobile smoothie cart be near our broadcast location next Saturday for the Senior PGA Championship? I mean, I've been reading the press the press releases.
Can see if we can make that happen.
Okay. I'm just saying, they've got the smoothie cart going all over Rochester right now.
Steve always shakes when he's waiting for a request from Kevin here. Like, what is coming next now, here?
Well, 95% of the time it involves food.
Especially when it's on air.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it's coming from us, it's usually involving some sort of food or beverage. So that's at least a safe bet.
I'm doing it for you guys.
Obviously. You guys. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you looking out for us. Thank you.
I already made another request to Steve. I won't say which request that was on the air, but you better come through. All right.
I've got a whole list of requests from Kevin.
That's right. We'll keep them organized for you here, Steve. Well, Steve, how about one thought on the PGA Championship? As a PGA professional, I know you are in tune to this event here and the show that Brooks Koepka is putting on.
It's quite impressive. I know you guys were talking about Tiger-esque earlier in the show. I mean, on that course, Beth Page Black to be 12 under par after three rounds and seven in front of lead, that's quite impressive. And, you know, going into the tournament with the wet, cold conditions, I kind of predicted myself it would be a long hitter. You talked about his stock 7-iron being 196 yards if he goes into it, and that's what that course is set up for this week with those conditions. If it's firm and fast, I think it's a different story, but it's pretty impressive the show he's putting on right now.
And Steve, you had a cool opportunity there earlier this week, didn't you?
We did, yeah. I had the opportunity with one of our PGA professionals from Rochester. We took four of our PGA Hope veterans out to Bethpage. They played in what's called the Secretary's Cup. It's a nine-hole scramble. They got to play Bethpage red and blue against 12 other PGA Hope sections across the country, all expenses paid. They actually shot one under par, 35. They finished middle of the pack. I think they finished seventh place. It was just a pretty cool experience for the veterans to be able to get out there to Bethpage, actually play the course, and then we walked around and watched some of the practice rounds on Monday for the PGA Championship.
I just recently ran into one of the fellows who went, because I saw him on saw some of the social media posts, and he's the guy who won the raffle for the T-squared putter at the Duster Challenge.
Yeah,
I forget his first name. Nice,
Nick,
really,
Nick Martone.
Nice guy, and he's like, I can't believe I won that putter. It's so nice, and I'm going to this and that. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. By the way, August 2nd, Duster Challenge. Okay.
Great guy, ex-Marine. He was in the shop the other day, brought a nice gift back to Steve, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Go ahead and let's pump up that Duster Challenge with Steve, because why do we do it? It's to benefit the Western Europe PGA Reach Foundation, and that's part of what some of these events do, is set up things like this.
Yeah, we have a lot of great golf events here in Western New York to raise a lot of money for charity. It's one of the great things about this game is all the money that it's able to get put to use in our community to help people who need some help, whether it be with medical equipment or whether it be just dealing with things they deal with life. And our veterans have some things to deal with when they come back from serving our country. So one of the things we've created, and we're going to our fourth year, believe it or not, guys, the Duster Challenge. It's an 18-hole putting tournament, but you don't go on the course 18. We put it right there on the putting green. It's at Fox Valley. It's in the evening. Anybody can participate. It is a limited field because, we don't have all night. We got lights, but we don't have all night. sign up, DusterChallenge.com. It's $50. And
if you're a Tee to Green club member,
you save 10%. Rate. So it's $45 if you're a Tee to Green club member. It's DusterChallenge.com. Guaranteed fun.
And we raise money for the Reach Foundation, which to me is the best thing in the whole evening. So
absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, Steve, next week the Senior PGA is being held at Oak Hill. I know a lot of preparations have been going on with you and your staff for this. The moment is here. I'm sure you guys are getting excited for it.
We are. It's always a great experience when the PGA of America brings a major championship to our community. We're very, very fortunate to have a facility like Oak Hill in the Western New York PGA section. I mean, I was looking it up, I think, this past week. Oak Hill has now... They've hosted three PGA championships, one Ryder Cup, three U.S. Opens, two U.S. Ams, one U.S. Senior Open. Now this is going to be the second senior PGA championship, and then they host the PGA championship coming up in 2023. So it's really a celebration of Oak Hill. It's a celebration of the Rochester golf community. The projected economic impact for them coming into town is $44.5 million back into the community. So it's, like I said, it's a celebration of golf. And for all the golf fans in Rochester, Buffalo, even Erie, it's an opportunity to see some of the best players in the world out firsthand. So we're definitely excited as the Western Erie PGA. We're going to be, my team and I are actually traveling up there after our junior event at Lockport tomorrow. We're living out there for a week, and we've got over 75 PGA professionals coming out through the week, volunteering on the practice range, starting tees, practice areas. So it's an exciting week for us too. We get to show off really kind of what the PGA professionals do. There's going to be a lot of marketing strategies around the senior PGA, as you've seen with the PGA, whether it be PGA Junior League, PGA Hope, PGA Journeys, all the good stuff that our PGA professionals are doing to grow the game. So it's a spotlight of the Rochester golf community, and it's also an opportunity for us as the Western New York PGA to highlight our PGA professionals. So we couldn't be more excited for the week.
Yeah, you want to hear something pretty cool that they're doing in the merch tent, Brian? You'll like this, because you mentioned, and Steve's mentioned Ryder Cup, and it's had me thinking of it. They have special merchandise from the Ryder Cup that was at Oak Hill. It's like a combination. I haven't seen how it looks, but yeah. I just was reading about it, some limited stuff there.
That's
cool. That'll be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So our economic impact will help.
Yeah, we'll be adding to that.
Kev
no
might
doubt.
Buy a shirt, I guess. Yeah.
No doubt. Name. That's right. Steve,
lock it in, Jeff.
That's right. Absolutely. Steve, how about for those that are coming to spectate, What are some things that you want to give them a heads up on, and some advice in terms of how to enjoy the tournament the most?
Sure, it's a little different than the PGA Championship. Monday there's actually no spectators, so gates open I believe 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. They've got free parking at Monroe Community College. You take a shuttle over, shuttle start around 6:30. You can be on the grounds from 7 to 7 Tuesday, and Tuesday's actually a pro-am day. I believe there's tee times in the morning and tee times in the afternoon, so you can come watch the guys play in a pro-am format on Tuesday. Wednesday is full-out practice rounds again, opens at 7 a.m., and then the actual championship goes Thursday through Sunday, and the gates open, I believe, around 6:15. Oak Hill, though, it's as a spectator, if anyone's never been there, you should go. There's a lot of good areas to watch golf, and you can actually get pretty close to the players. So if you're coming on out, make sure you've got some waterproof shoes. It's going to be wet out there, but it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, and I know that Saturday I'm excited because my son will be joining me after our show when we're there. There's a PGA Junior League event going on, and I think that if you have a son or daughter that likes golf or has never been to a golf tournament, I mean, what a cool opportunity, even if they're not even in PGA Junior League, but bring your kids an opportunity to get to see right up front. And I just know from in the past that, you know, even if there's kids around, you know, everybody seems to be pretty friendly in an event like that in terms of like, hey, let the kids get to the front so they can see and be, you know, right in front, right on the rope line. I think a lot of the stuff that's set up there to have the youth of the game and, the you know, the future fans and golfers here of Western New York get an opportunity to come and enjoy this week coming up.
Yeah, you speak about juniors. It's pretty cool what the PGA of America does. All kids 17 and under are free in for the week. Any day they want. All military personnel are free in for the week to bring a guest as well. And the PGA Junior League, I just got an update, Brian. We've got over 120 kids coming out for the KitchenAid smoothie race, which is going to be an absolute blast. The kids are going to be running around trying to make smoothies, 120 of them. So I can't wait to see that.
You'll see Kevin there.
Well, I signed my son up. He's going. He's a junior league member, so he doesn't know he's going yet, but he'll do that. We should clarify.
We just got that number yesterday, and that turnout is unbelievable. We've got now close to 600 junior league members across the Western New York section, kids ages 7 to 13 playing. So 120 of them, they get to go out and get an experience at Oak Hill that they'll probably never forget.
By the way, Brian, I don't know if you saw this. I read, and tell me if I'm correct with this, and I want to clarify, the 1700 get in free with a paid admission by an adult. It's not daycare. You can't drop your kid off with that. But between, I think it's 11 and noon, or maybe it's noon and 1, there's like an hour at the 13th green, the PGA Junior League kids get inside the ropes access.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We've got so all Saturday to the entire day. We actually worked with the senior PGA crew. There's a roped off area to the right of the 13th green, which is the fun par five. That's strictly just for junior league players to be right there, right on the ropes. No one else can go in there. And then on Sunday, the same spot, we worked with the senior PGA to get it just for veterans. So there's some cool things going on for junior league participants and veterans throughout the week as well. And then if you're going to be out there and you're looking for tickets still, Western Europe PGA is going to be out at Frontier Field for the Rochester Red Wings game. Tuesday night, we're going to be giving away 100 all-day passes to the senior PGA. So come out, watch a fun AAA game, and hopefully win some senior PGA tickets.
And Jay Haas is being inducted in the Hill of Fame. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty. That's Wednesday, I believe that's happening.
It's a busy week, and you know, it's not just the golf tournament, Steve. It's all the stuff that comes with the golf tournament, just as you were talking about, all the things that go around in the town, and it's just a great week to be involved with such a cool event. I know I'm excited to be up there next week, and it's just so much fun to be around such a cool event.
Steve, if anybody wants to get tickets, they can just still go to WNYPGA.com?
Yeah, if you're looking for last-minute tickets, go to WNYPGA.com. Right on our website on the front page, you can see a little ad for 20% off senior tickets. Click on that and use code WNYPGA, and you'll get 20% off your tickets for the week.
And if you're a TD Green Club member, we're going to give away another pair later on the show.
Beautiful.
Looking for that. Yeah.
Well, Steve, good luck next week. We'll obviously come and say hello to you. I hope maybe you can even join us on the show next week. I know you'll be busy, but if you can find 5 minutes, we'll be looking.
He's got a huge
It's a lot of talking. I've already got the duty of bringing a smoothie to Kevin, so maybe
that's right.
I'll try to make my way over there.
Bring three smoothies and your best radio voice for next week. Lock it in.
Hey, you know what, Steve?
Real quick, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, Jeff. I got a text from one of our local PGA professionals today, Tim Faulkner. I just want to congratulate on him his first place victory at Country Club of Buffalo this past week.
I was going to do the same. I feel like we owe him one. Yeah, poor guy.
He's
big day for
really
him, though.
Well
big day.
Tim's a great player and a great PGA professional.
He is, yeah, and he's kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, he's a two-time MVP of the charity hockey game. You guys
exactly.
I thought you were going to say two-time MVP of Barbell, but well, that's another story.
Steve, hey, listen, have a great week, man. Best of luck with everything. We're rooting for fantastic weather. It's going to be a great week, and I know you guys have put a ton of work along with the PGA of America into next week at Oak Hill, and I wish you guys nothing but success.
Thanks. We look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you.
All right. Steve Barkowski, thank you. From the Western New York PGA, all the PGA professionals, this will be a proud week for everybody across Western New York as it's a highlight event getting to host here at Oak Hill, one of the most historic courses in the world.
I mean, we've been meeting. He's been having meetings 2 years. This is all hands on deck. You know, it's a really cool, and we have a lot of experience doing it. So our section's actually very good at it. Oak Hill's very good at it. So I'm looking forward to things being very smooth.
All right, 7:45 here the time. We are live at Niagara Frontier Country Club at Youngstown. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Jake Tino, the membership director here from Niagara Frontier Country Club, going to join us as we roll on. 2 hours this week. A lot more coming up on the PGA Championship. Our Tee to Green Club giveaway. We've got a Michelob Ultra Rangefinder. Also another pair of senior PGA Championship tickets to give away. More on Brooks Koepka. More on Tiger's missing of the cut. Lots to get to here on Tee to Green as we're with you till 9 a.m. from Niagara Frontier Country Club. Back right after this on Tee to Green on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
PGA Tour leaderboard time. It's the PGA Championship from Bethpage Black, officially in Farmingdale, New York. Brooks Koepka is your leader. We've been talking about him quite a bit this morning. Minus 12 through two rounds, a seven-shot lead over Jordan Spieth and Adam Scott. It'll be Koepka and Spieth in the final group today. They'll tee off at 250. The 240 pairing is Adam Scott at minus 5, Daniel Berger at minus 4. The other big names at minus 4 include Dustin Johnson. He's among six players at minus 4. Justin Rose, my pick from last week, the lone player at minus 3.
Who was my pick?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. You picked...
I pick him every week,
you picked
so it doesn't matter.
I know. Justin Rose at minus 3. a very, very large group at minus two, including Tommy Fleetwood, Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama, Louis Oosthuizen. If you're under par, you're playing great. You are 19th or better. The problem is most of the guys under par are like one, two, or three. You're like still almost double digits back of Koepka. It'll be tough to catch him. He does not look at all like he's ready to make any mistakes.
Yeah, he'd have to have a bad day today, and someone's going to have to light it up. And his bad day might be one or two over, and he's still going to have a nice lead, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
But, hey, we could be wrong. You know, stranger things have happened.
That's right. And we really haven't talked much about Spieth lately. We will get to that. But joining us here from Niagara Frontier Country Club, Jake Tino, the membership director. Jake, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate you guys coming out and having me on this morning.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. It's a fun course to play, and I know that we've gotten a chance to play it before.
Do you think he's a Brooks Koepka fan? He's all decked out in his
Nike.
Swoosh.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Well, what do you think about what Koepka's doing?
A big Tiger fan. So if Tiger's in the field, I'm rooting for Tiger. So
I gave you a window. I gave you a door to go walk through.
I'm not done. But Koepka, fun to watch. And you know, you look at the leaderboard and see Spieth and Johnson and Koepka up there, and you're like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden you see that Koepka's got, you know, his seven-shot lead. But at this point, I think we can all root for some greatness here. We could see a historic, you know, major. So I think I can get on board for that.
Well said. Right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody will be doing their Brooks Koepka swing on Monday, which no one can do.
Forget that. Go in the gym. That's how you do the Brooks Koepka. That's one of the amazing things, right? I mean, that is against everything that's been preached in the past, right? I mean, to lift the weights he lifts before playing around, like.
I remember playing. We all smoked cigarettes. I mean, we'd be out there smoking cigarettes and dipping and, you know, just wandering around, and not anymore. They used to tell you, don't lift weights. It'll take your feel.
It'll ruin your feel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm old. Yeah.
That's right. Jake's a younger guy.
Yeah, he's a young buck.
That's right.
Yeah.
So in terms of, you know, this golf season itself, we know what the weather has been here in Western New York, but Tiger Woods wins the Masters. I know people have a buzz to play and start to want to get out and play, and I know, obviously, you got so many opportunities here at Niagara Frontier. Why don't you talk about what are some of the things that people could have an offer with here in 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're being pretty aggressive in what we're offering here for the season, trying to, you know, build our membership and have more people just enjoy this beautiful course we have out in our backyard here. You know, strong incentives. You know, if you're committing to us for a couple of years, we'll give you discounts on the first couple of years and other incentives, whether it's cart or you know, lower restaurant minimums, things like that. We want people to come here and enjoy our course and be a part of the atmosphere we've created here. So you know, looking forward to some better weather so we can get some more people out here to try the course. But she's playable now, and it's only getting better.
Yeah, you know, that has been one of the challenges for the industry as a whole. But even people who are thinking about membership, well, I can put that off because the weather hasn't been great. Well, sun's out today. It's going to be 80 tomorrow, right?
It's going to be June in a couple weeks.
Right, it's going to be June in a couple weeks.
Golf.
So
yes.
Now's the time to look into that. And one of the more impressive things, I love the horseshoe pits out front.
Yeah, do they get used?
Oh, yeah, they get used. You know, we got a lot of people who are competitive on the golf course, and after 18's over, they like to come in and
tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I grew up playing horseshoes.
We'll have to play.
I can toss it, my friend.
Yeah, okay. No, but we're seeing this, that courses are trying to make it attractive even beyond the golf course in terms of other things to make it fun to be a member. And I mean, we saw those horseshoe pits right when we pulled in here bright and early this morning. Little things like that makes a difference to make, you know, another fun thing to add to being a member.
I don't think that's a little thing, by the way. I'm serious because what Brian said, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if you're part of a golf club, you know, it's all about the golf. Everybody loves the golf, but it's also a community atmosphere as well. So whatever we can do to, you know, help everybody, you know, want to come here more and spend more time here and grow with us, you know, we're more than happy to do it. And the horseshoes are just one example of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Jake, it's a beautiful ride out here. I mean, I was telling Brian on the way, I just like driving out here. It's so nice, a nice part of the country up near the lake here. A little cooler this time of year, a little warmer in the fall, I imagine. We've all played here. It's a really fun place to play. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome place to play golf. It really is.
Yeah. Jake Tino, the membership director here at Niagara Frontier Country Club, joining us here. What do you like about the golf course?
I just love every time I've played it, it's been a little bit different because, you know, you have a lot of valleys, different elevations. So, you know, sometimes you're taking shots with the ball below your feet, above your feet, a downhill lie, an uphill lie. So it challenges your golf game a little bit, but it's also rewarding. You know, where it is challenging in parts, you know, there are opportunities to score and it really keeps you on your toes and, you know, you really got to put together a complete round, I'd say, to really score low here. But it's a fun track, you know, a lot of great scenes and great views across it as well, so it's just nice to come out here.
It's fun too, and let's face it, a big reason of why people want to play golf is to have fun.
Yeah,
they don't want to get beaten up every single day, and I think this course has that in that too, that there's some fun spots to really enjoy yourself.
Oh yeah, a little bit of everything. Yeah. I would say, you know, and just going back to just, you know, the valleys and you know, your elevated tee boxes and, you know, shooting on elevated greens and some of the slopes of the greens as well, you know, it makes it for, you know, a really fun round if you ever get the chance to get out here.
It's an older golf course too, right? This has been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, the early 1900s.
Yeah,
we did a redesign.
Older than Jake.
We did a redesign back in the late 90s, early 2000s. We added a brand new practice facility that we're really proud of and you know, changed a little bit the configuration of the course, but you know, a lot of the holes from, you know, when it first was built remained very similar to today. So our history is definitely important to us.
Two other important things. We mentioned the horseshoe fire pit. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Out there to sit around. And the ladies' locker room is more prominent than the men's locker room, which, I think this is important because, you know, I just noticed how close it was and more convenient that was. Mm-hmm. Fellas, you can walk a little bit more, but, I mean, this is something that I'm sure is something you guys highlight here.
Yeah, absolutely. When I got the tour the first time I came on board here, they have a nice lounge in the women's locker room as well. You know, we definitely like to make sure our ladies are taken care of here and enjoying their rounds.
You mentioned the fire pit. And something else too.
Yeah. We experimented last year with some bocce ball. We had a bocce ball tournament, and I think that's going to be more prevalent this year. And if it takes off, we might even think about putting a court or two in to, you know, add into the competitive nature of the members here.
I know a guy who can build it. Yeah. PGA guy Rick Averico builds one right now. Yeah, it's a great game. That'd be fun. Yeah, those are the kind of things that make clubs fun, though. When you got stuff besides just golf to do, and it's a good place to hang out with your buds.
Absolutely, Jake. How can they contact you if you want to get more information about Niagara Frontier?
Yeah, absolutely. On our website, my contact information is there. The easiest way would be email. It's just simply membership@NiagaraFrontierGolfClub.com. I'll get back to you at any point in time. If you're interested in becoming a member, I have no problem getting you out for a round. It's wet, but it's playable absolutely now, but we got the sun out today and the next couple of days look all right. So, we'll get the course in tip-top shape and get more people out here.
Awesome. As Jeff mentioned, June is right around the corner, so get yourself set up for the prime golfing months here.
That's right. membership@NiagaraFrontierGolfClub.com. Send Jake an email there. Jake Tino, the membership director. Jake, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having us. All right, when we come back, we will talk with the head golf professional here. More on the PGA Championship, and we'll get Dan's thoughts on more on the course here as well as we are coming back at you for a second hour. It's Majors Week. We go double duty. Hour number two, Tee to Green from Niagara Frontier here in Youngstown, New York. When we return after this with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being with us here on Tee to Green.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.